Okay, fire away, guys, gals.
Slow start, but you guys, once you got rolling in the second half, you kind of got a gear there.
Yeah, the first half, I mean, that's a good team, you know. It was one of those games when you're working on the schedule that's very dangerous, and it's a game, you know, no disrespect, maybe name recognition is not off the charts, but for people in basketball circles, they're right in the middle of the pack as far as RPI goes, and I wouldn't be surprised if they win their league. You know, and they're playing with a lot of confidence. That was a team that was 7-2 coming in here, and we got to be a lot better. You know, defensively, there's no doubt. Zero had a terrific game, 18 in the first half, and you know, they burned us from the 3-point line. Our 3-point defense has to get significantly better for us to have a chance to accomplish any of our team goals. It's been a consistent thread, I think, with a lot of these losses. So we got to take a good look at what it is we're doing. We knew that they were going to shoot them. We still gave up 13 of them. So,
any hangover from the BYU game, you think, for guys just?
I believe so. I mean, I don't know how you know, and that's no disrespect to you know, IPFW at all. That's not. I don't think it matters who you play after BYU. That there's got to be a certain percentage of your brain that's still trying to recover from it all. You know, I know that there's a lot of enthusiasm and talk and different things, and it's always going to be a challenge, I think, the game following that one, because it's at such a high level. But, you know, I thought second half we got some people's attention. We had a bunch of mental breakdowns. That team played a lot harder than us in the first half. 50-50 balls, they'd out-rebounded us. They had more points in transition. They had more second chance points. Just about every hustle stat they had won coming into our building. So it was pretty easy to challenge our guys that we need to have a little bit more pride than that and really button it down. And you know, obviously the post threat that Yaka provided, I thought Lorenzo gave us a nice boost, getting some layups in transition and kind of opened the game up. That, you know, that's a team that's probably a little tired. They played Thursday night at Cal Poly and came in here and played 36 hours later. So it looked like maybe the second half, a combination of us having a little bit more focus and enthusiasm and you know, them probably running out of gas a little bit.
You talked a little bit, again, after BYU about sort of establishing the post game. That kind of opens up some things. Is that kind of what you saw today that really made your offense go in the second half?
Well, second half, yeah. You know, again, Jakob was 4-for-4 in the first half, and Brandon Taylor led us in field goals at 2-for-7. So we can talk about it. They didn't double Jakob at all. There was no excuse for us not to get the ball down there and try to take more advantage of it. I think one of the elements that we maybe took a step forward would be our four men, Bricott and Kuz, playing a little more enthusiastically and a little more power basketball instead of on the perimeter. So, you know, Bricott gave us a nice boost in the post. And, you know, not only does Jakob have a size advantage, but in this game, our four men had a size advantage. And in the last couple of days, we've been talking about it. And those guys did a nice job of creating some problems for us in the paint.
Is Yak going to be your new point guard after dishing out 6 assists today? Just joking. But he had some passes.
He's a point center. No, he's a terrific passer. He's got a great set of hands on him. And, you know, I thought he did a nice job of slowing down and making the right play. You put him up in some of those elbow sets, and he has some size, so he can see over some people. And, you know, he's not afraid to pass, and it's nice. We need to make sure everybody on our team is continuing to feel that way and think that way, that we need to take really good shots.
I thought you sat Brandon for about 6 minutes there. Was that because of his defense, or was there another reason?
In the second half?
Yeah.
Defense.
I mean,
there were a couple things that, you know, troubled me, and you know, he didn't have the energy he needed to close out to number 10, who hit a 3. And that's something as a senior that he's got to be ready to go. And in the first half, I was still a little bit bothered. He took an open 3, a deep 3 early in the clock, missed it, and turned around and told me he was tired and he needed a sub. So that was the first time in my experience that I'd ever seen somebody that asked for a sub after they take a quick shot. To me, if you're that tired, you shouldn't have shot it. So. But, you know, Brandon's one of those guys, you know, we talked about it. This is the quarter point, one lap of a mile run roughly. And, you start getting into the 8-game mode. You play about 32. I don't know how many games we're going to end up playing, but roughly. And some of the guys have come out and had a great first lap. You know, collectively as a team, I'm real pleased with where we are. But there's still an awful lot of that mile run left, three quarters of it. And some guys are in a position that they really need to refocus and sharpen the saw and give us more. And other guys need to keep doing what they're doing. But, you know, I thought it was time to maybe check and see on a barometer where we were. And now we've got Saturday and Sunday to catch a little bit of a rest, and obviously a real big game next Saturday in Kansas. So, you know, back to the saying, I think a lot of times I used years ago, you're never as good as you think you are, and you're never as bad as you think you are. And so we just need to give a fair assessment of ourselves and make sure we're ready to come to practice on Monday to try to get better, because there's a lot of areas that need to improve.
You talk about the three-point defense. Is that sort of guys maybe not knowing where they're supposed to go or not knowing where they're supposed to cover? Is it mental errors, or is it maybe just not being quick enough to
close? It's a combination. You know, it's a combination. I think, in fairness to our team, we've had three teams. Temple was one of them, San Diego State, and I forget who else, that really jumped up and made a bunch of threes, and that's not what they had done the entire year, nor do they do that on a regular basis. So some of it is following the scouting report, you know, and we tell them, hey, if the guy jumps up and makes that three, that's on us, that's not on you. And that's kind of what happened in some of the percentages, some of the high percentages, a few of those games. But, you know, point of attack, guarding the basketball, I think is probably the number one key. When we don't guard the bounce and people can get into the paint, it puts you in a little bit of a predicament as to can you help, can you not help. And a lot of drawn kick threes are what you're seeing tonight, I think, and most of that starts with penetration. So a little bit of it's mental, knowing who it is you're guarding, whether or not you can help. Some of it's physical and a mindset that you're going to guard the ball, and some of it's a little bit of our game plan that hasn't exactly worked in our favor. But, you know, we're giving up a really high three-point percentage. We're not shooting very well as a team from the three. And kind of take a look at where we are after that first lap. You know, we can get better in both areas, and we're going to have to.
Is the officiating emphasis changing anything about the way you guard the perimeter?
No.
Putnam had a good game, but he already played against BYU. Was there any particular reason why he didn't see him last 3 days ago?
He didn't have a very good week of practice leading up to it. You know, that game's got a little different magnitude and an environment, and I, you know, combination of maybe not being sharp enough for my my consideration. I just looked at it, and then I started watching some BYU game from the previous year when we were in Provo, and I went, well, yeah, I forgot Kent started. Mm-hmm. So some of it's a little bit of familiarity with knowing that he understands the situation and what a difficult game it is and how physical it is. And that combined with not really being impressed with Lorenzo in practice for a couple of days seemed like it was a perfect choice to make at that time.
As far as free throws, was that just too early in the day for free throws for you guys?
Yeah, we don't usually shoot them until 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
Second half was a lot better, but the first half was...
Yeah, between Burkat and Jakob, you know, those... It's a little bit contagious, and we need to focus in. We're leading the Pac-12 in free throws attempted. We're leading the Pac-12 in free throws made, and we were prior to today leading the Pac-12 in free throw percentage, and we were top in a lot of those categories. So maybe I was tooting our horn yesterday when we were shooting them and congratulating the guys on what they're doing. We continue to shoot them, but we just need to make them.
I know you've only been away, I guess, in Puerto Rico, but, you know, Kyle seems to be a very different player at the Huntsman Center versus on the road so far this season. What do you kind of see that he needs to do maybe to kind of keep that going when you guys go to Wichita State next week?
It's everybody, you know. It's, you know, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find too many people that don't play a little better at home. Just with the crowd and the surroundings and whatever, you know, your comfort level. It's pretty rare if somebody's more of a roadie kind of guy. But, you know, it's also part of the youth, I think. You're a sophomore and you got to be better. It's a road mentality that you have to create. And certainly going into Wichita, you've got to really be sharp and dialed in, and it can't make any difference to you at all where you're playing. The rims are the same height, and You know, it takes a little bit of maturity. But it's part of the process for all of our guys. You know, you need to get guys stepping up, and it's not that unusual. I think Kuz, if he just kind of focuses on his effort, regardless of where it is he's playing, we'll be okay, and that goes for all of our guys.
With just one game this weekend, is your practice going to be scaled back a bit, or is it just a usual week of coming up?
Well, we'll get the rest of today and tomorrow off. That's pretty nice to have the better part of 2 days, and then we're going to, you know, it's impossible to have four really hard practices, so we'll probably get everybody's attention on Monday, and my thinking initially would be to do a bunch of mental stuff and you know, some execution and some things that's not quite as combative on Tuesday, and then get after it again on Wednesday and kind of taper into our scouting report on Thursday for Wichita.
Any more questions for Coach?
Okay, guys, thanks.
Thank you very much.